us, Lord.
Father, we give you the praise. Go on ahead and just honor him and adore him and worship him. It's a privilege. I'll remain forever connected to you. Oh Lord, you're the only one. Out in my past and present. And Lord, you are the only one in my future, all at once.
That is, you are the only person that can be in the past and be in the present and be in the future at the same time. You don't have to be in my past, then move from there to come to my present, and then move from there into my future. Even before I reached the future, you were there. Where I'm coming from, you have been there, and you are there. And where I am now, you are too present. That is why I cannot be afraid of the issues of my past, and I can't be afraid of the issues of my future. And the moment is under control. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elohim. Blessed be your name. Let not one person leave you the same way they have come. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat.
You are the only one that's in my past and present. Lord, you are the only one. My future,
all at once, I'm totally helpless without you. My life is meaningless without you. I remain forever connected to you.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome this morning in the precious name of Jesus. All our brothers and sisters connected from around the world, we are happy to be with you this morning. We started this subject on Wednesday, and if you are not in the service on Wednesday, I'd like you to pick up the message. It is unraveling the mystery of faith. We have seen in that study, the objective remains the same. First of all, to understand the mystery of faith, understanding the profit of faith, and then the way of faith. We looked at all of that in the midweek service. We said that faith was such a difficult subject for so many people, but faith is easy to understand, and faith is easy to operate. In that service, we looked at three things that faith is about. First of all, we said that faith, you may not be able to write down because of time. Faith is a combination of word revelation, heart conviction, the right declaration, the right action. When a person has the word revelation, the revelation of the word of God, and he is convinced in his heart from that revelation of the word, and his mouth and utterance is changed, and he produces the right action, then he will see the right outcome. So there's no mystery about faith other than having the word, being convinced, saying the right things, acting the right ways, and then seeing the right result. That was number one. Number two, we said that faith is carrying out required word-based responsibility in order to experience desired word-based possibility. Responsibility required of you from God, from His Word, carrying them out, then you see the possibility you are expected to see.
We looked at that in detail. And thirdly, we said that faith is laying hold on the reality, the reliability, and trustability of God. You are at a point in your life where you know God is real, God is reliable, and God is trustable. So you hold on to His reality. You hold on to His reliability. You hold on to His trustability. So that you can see His possibility. For he that cometh to God must believe that God is, and He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Somebody say aloud, amen. We looked at all of that. When we come to the prophet of faith, we shall look at what we saw last week. But now, we're going to go further to look at what faith is about. I'm going to look at three more in this service. And then the final three in the second service. So, number one, this is number four now, right? Which is one for this service. Actually, number four, because this is part two of the message. So, faith, number four, is seeing beyond the visible realities of the natural world into the invisible reality of the spiritual world. Producing, or rather, I'm bringing forth supernatural manifestations. Say that again. Faith is seen beyond the visible realities of the natural world. The reality says there is a pain on the leg. The reality says there is scarcity in the land. But faith is seen beyond the visible realities, what you can see, of the natural world, into the invisible realities. In the natural world, what I see says there is a diagnosis. In the invisible world realm, what I see is that by His stripes I am healed. In the visible world, it is clear that there is scarcity in the land. In the spiritual realm, He said, my God shall supply all my needs according to His riches in glory. So you see, beyond the visible realities of the natural world, into the invisible realities of the spiritual world, bringing forth supernatural manifestation. Somebody say amen. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 to verse 3, He said, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. Not seen. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and in verse 18, the Bible says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. So in the journey of faith, you are bringing into reality the things that are real but cannot be seen. Does that make sense to anybody? This building was real before it was built. in the realm of the spirit, it was real before it was built. The supplies that built it was there before it was built. In Romans chapter 4 verse 17, we saw that the Bible said concerning Abraham, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Somebody say it loud, amen. How many of you know that there are things that are real, but you cannot see? Not everything is real can be seen. For example, when was the last time you saw your oxygen? The oxygen you breathe in, do you see it? But is it real? You have a liver right in there. Can you see it now? Is it real? Not every reality can be seen. In the journey of faith, you are bringing into the visible world the realities that can't be seen. You are not healed the day you were healed. You were healed before you were sick. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He said, by his stripes you were healed. 2 Peter chapter 2 and in verse 24. By whose stripes ye were healed. Who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. If you were healed, then you is healed. You were healed, you is healed. It is making the were healing to be is healing that becomes faith. A woman had cancer of the leg the other day, malignant melanoma. I stood on the altar of the commanded midnight prayers and declaring against that particular cancer, malignant melanoma, Kaposi's sarcoma. And they were watching. She had been to the hospital already. Pathology showed it was malignant melanoma. Next thing to do is to amputate the leg. But the word came right from the altar. And that healing that existed before even the affliction came was released. Next, the cancer dried on the spot. Somebody say amen. So in your journey of faith, it is important to begin to know, what has God done for me that is not yet physical? He began to pull them in. Listen, my brothers. There is no shortage of money in this world. It's just that it is in the hands of wrong people at times. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you see, you are seeing the invisible realities. You are bringing into the you are making visible the realities that are not yet visible. Seeing beyond the visible realities of the natural world into the invisible realities of the spiritual world. Bringing forth supernatural manifestations. Somebody say aloud, amen. One day a young man, when the university graduated shortly, medical doctor, he said he wants to get married. I said, put on a paper the kind of woman you want to marry. So he gave a description. Spiritual things, physical things, everything. It was all complete like that. And I said to him, I said, so who does this description fit? And just one person came to mind. One. I said, all right, pray very well, trust the Lord and go and speak with that person. And he went to the person and the person said no. All the friends convinced her to say no. And she said no. But I'm using that to give you an example of bringing into the visible. What cannot be defined cannot be found. The sad thing is that that person that said no after 20 something to getting close to 30 years is still yet to be located because of friends. Hallelujah. I prophesy to you today, what is yours, no devil shall divert it from you. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Your healing that was already achieved even before the sickness came, I prophesy that healing is released to you now. Shout the loudest amen. Let us go to point number 5. Which is number 2 for today. And that is faith is coming into agreement with the Almighty for the fulfillment of His commitment. Hallelujah. Faith is coming into agreement with the Almighty for the fulfillment of His commitment. In the journey of faith, God said it, you agreed. Coming into agreement to the Almighty for the fulfillment of His commitment. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and in verse 1 to verse 2. Deuteronomy 28 verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all His commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. That is, agree with Him. He said this, agree. Amos chapter 3 verse 3. He said, how can two be agreed? Can two walk together except they be agreed? Except they be agreed. Except they be agreed. Except they be agreed. Except they be agreed. So the faith matter is very simple. God said, if you obey and serve me, you will spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. Some people said, how is that possible? In the journey of faith, you stupidly agree. Agreement with God is what is called belief. I agree with you means I believe what you said. And what is the content of the agreement? What is the entire detail of the agreement? If they obey and they serve Him, so I agree. So I will obey you. So I will serve you. What is the commitment of God? They will spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Alright? I am not the one to make God do His own. When they say a person is a great man of faith, it means that he greatly agrees with God easily. He agrees with God effortlessly, neatly. He believes God stupidly. He has no questions. He's not in argument with God. You know the way a mumucious wife, in quote, agrees with her husband on everything. And then the husband spoils her on everything to the envy of the rebellious ones. Hallelujah. One woman came the other day, sometime, this was in the real one church, and he said, I just look at the way you are just saying sa 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 to your husband, talking to my wife, and just, she was very confused. On one side, she felt like it was beautiful to behold. On another side, she was feeling that maybe it's too much. That particular one tore apart her home with her hand.
That one can jack the husband in the morning. Where are you going? Hallelujah. This is what faith is all about. You are yes-siring God on every issue. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No argument. No complaint. No quarrel. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Even when you ask me to do things I don't understand. Yes, sir. Example, Peter at the lake. Luke chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. Launch your net into the deep for a drought. He said, no, sir. I have toiled all night. I caught nothing. Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when he had this done, he enclosed a great multitude of fishes until the net break. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The same second example, wedding in Cana of Galilee, in John chapter 2 and in verse 5. They needed water, they needed wine. The mother said unto the servant, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Yes, sir. Pour water into the pot. Nobody says, not water they are asking for, is wine. Yes, sir. Draw it out now. And give the governor of the feast and let them drink. No, sir. To drink water? You said we should pour water. You have not mixed any concentrate yet. You didn't add any coloring agent. It is still water. Serve the man first. Yes, sir. And they served the man. And it was no longer water. Overanalysis equals paralysis. Many times we overanalyze instructions and we paralyze manifestations. Do you understand what I'm talking about? We just paralyze and destroy the manifestations we are meant to see. Somebody asked me, he said, when God called you into ministry, what was your plan in case it failed? I said there was no plan for failure. Because failure was not an option. Am I communicating at all? I am not going to analyze instruction. I didn't know where I was coming to sleep in Abuja here. I didn't know where I would sleep. I carried my bag from Jos and stepped into this city, not knowing where to sleep. I came down at a zone 5 area there, where the motor park was then. Stepped out of the vehicle, pulled my shoes, held my bag in one hand, my shoe in the other hand, and was walking across the road like a madman. Why did I do that? He said, wheresoever the sole of your feet shall tread upon, I give it to you as a possession. In the course of walking across the road and wondering where to go, then I met a young man. Brother Paul, what are you doing here? I came for something. Where are you going? I want to go to Guadalajara because I had a schoolmate there who was teaching in the school of nursing then. He said, do you know Guadalajara? I said, I don't know. For me, I thought Guadalajara is like from here to that junction here. He said, do you know Guadalajara? I said, no. He said, he found. I say, okay. So what I do now? What I do? He said, I should follow them to their house. That was how I entered the bus all the way to AYA junction. And he was telling me, Brother Paul, this kind of fire that we used to know, we need it in this town, in this city. I didn't say anything. He said it like 5 times. Then I said, that is why I am here. God sent me. He said, wow! He screamed in the bus. Long story made short, here we are. Long story made short. Huh? And you can go on and on and on and on and on. I still saw that brother and his whole family, prayed for them on the altar the other day. Do you understand what I'm talking about? God said it, you said yes, sir.
You are not arguing, you are not quarreling, you are not, you may not understand. I was paying tithe for so many years without seeing the result. I was doing kingdom covenant practice without seeing physical, tangible result. But I kept at it. If God said it, I am at it. If it is in the Bible, I am at it. And then, boom! All of a sudden, it was like arrears. Because some will tell you, do this, you get this. There are times you do this, you don't get this immediately. You don't get this immediately. And it doesn't mean that you are not doing the right thing. But sometimes you need to do the right thing long enough to arrive at the right results. Be not weary in well doing. He said, for in due season, and only him knows when season is due. But there is incubation process. In due season, you shall reap. Let us not be weary in well doing. For in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. I prophesy to somebody here, your change of story is happening right now. Your change of story is happening right now. Your change of story is happening right now. If you are saying amen, shout it like a believer. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Faith cannot be in place until man is totally in agreement with God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Give me your son, your only son, Isaac. Yes, sir. Get out of your father's house to the land I will show you. Yes, sir. It's not, where is the land? No. Just keep going. When you reach there, I will tell you. Yes, sir. Go to the mountain of Moriah and offer your son Isaac on one of the mountains. Which particular mountain? Just keep going. Reach there first. Go to the house of Jesse and anoint for me a king. Which one is the king? What is his name? Go in there first. Somebody say loud amen. Finally. This will be number 6 or 7. 4, 5, 6. All right. Number 6 says, faith is walking the word to dominate the world. Walking the word to dominate the world. In the journey of faith, you are walking the word to dominate your world. Faith is walking the word to win the world. Walking. Habakkuk chapter 2 and in verse 4. He said, the just, behold, his soul which is uplifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. The just shall live by his faith. The just shall take charge by faith. In 1 John chapter 5 and in verse 4, the Bible says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that causes you to dominate your world. Even your faith. Somebody say a loud amen. We have a dominion mandate from creation. Somebody say dominion mandate. Alright, that is in Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. Where God gave us a mandate of dominion. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Take charge. Be in control. And I can tell you that dominion mandate is realizable by faith. Do
This system of the world is looking for who to subdue. It's looking for who to overwhelm. Apart from the tool of faith, you can easily get overwhelmed by life, overwhelmed by the situations of life. In medical school, about 200 or 300 level, physiology laboratory, they're taking each other's blood pressure. Oh, somebody took my blood pressure. Then, yeah, the blood pressure is high. Then, and there was every right for blood pressure to be high, because it's both parents with bad blood pressure, and that kind of a thing. And I looked at the person, I said, it's not my blood pressure. Not, it can be. My blood pressure is not high. According to God's servant Papo Yereko, both the person taking the blood pressure and the person whose blood pressure is being taken, both of them are touching the machine. So it's possible that it's the other person's blood pressure. He said, me and you are touching the machine, so it's possible it's your own. That's doctor, it must be your blood pressure. I went on ruggedly. Went through university, entered. I'm not going to check that blood pressure another time, because it's not, nothing is pressuring my life. By the time I checked it again, almost 25, 27 years later, it's 112 over 120 over 80 or something. When I was at the Abuja airport here, oh, some people had the machine, body mass index. Can you help us pray on it for us? They were checking people's blood pressure. Okay, can we check your own? All right, you can check. Hallelujah. Went to the restroom one day. All I saw was blood. It's almost 30 years ago. Blood? No way, it's not me. Back to where you came from. The first day it appeared was the last day. If apart from faith, you will be under the control of many forces. Whether you will be in control or under control is a question of faith. Somebody say aloud, amen. You can break family patterns. Negative family affliction patterns by the force of faith. And I pray today in the name of Jesus, every pattern of your father's house, every pattern of your family that is confronting your life, I declare that pattern is broken now. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Living in mastery in this world is a function of faith. I think you were in New York City, right? When they talked about a very terrible storm or terrible weather, right? Was it a typhoon?
Connecticut. It was a snowstorm.
A snowstorm that was going to affect the flight. You were the one, right? Yes. I was here. Yes. And you were there.
Yes.
And it was going to affect the flight of return back home. And the time of return was already fixed. And she told me, and I was here. And I said, no, that storm can go elsewhere. Not there. Just go where you need to go. But as for you, you are boarding your flight and coming. Somebody say amen. The weather people have to apologize because they were embarrassed that for the first time their forecast didn't happen. It went somewhere and landed.
And it went where it went to, they had to apologize to them for not telling
them. For not forecasting for them. Only because one tiny man is standing here, because Madame must come home.
Hey! Hey! Somebody lift up your voice and shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Amen. At the top of your voice. Give the Lord a praise. Listen, the summary is living in mastery in this world requires the agency of faith. Let me give you two examples. Example number one, the master walking on the water. Walking on the waves of the sea by the power of faith. In Matthew chapter 14 verse 24, all the way to verse 31, the Bible said, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway, Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. And said unto him, O thou of little faith, why did you doubt? In other words, Peter walked on the waves for as long as faith was in place. When faith was replaced by fear, it began to sink. You walk on the troubles of life. You walk on the storms of life. You walk on the waves of life by the power of faith. Second example is the patriarchs of old. We read their story in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32, all the way to verse 33. He said, and what shall I more say? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms. See? Subdued. Wrought righteousness, obtained promises, and stopped the mouths of lions through faith. That is somebody's portion. That is somebody's portion. That is somebody's portion. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. What is the prophet of faith? We looked at the prophet of faith from midweek service. We said the first thing was that faith is a secret of victory in life's battles. If you want to fight and not become a victim of the battles of life, you need the shield of faith. It's a secret of victory in life's battles. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Number two, we said that faith is a secret of spiritual power. It's a secret of spiritual power. And of course it's needed for experts and results. It's a secret of spiritual power. You want to have power. Stephen was full of faith and power. Secret of spiritual power. Thirdly, faith is a secret of possibilities. All things are possible to him that believeth. Things are impossible to him that disbelieveth, to him that doubteth. But all things are possible to him that believeth. All things are possible. Faith is the secret of possibilities. That was where we stopped last Wednesday. I will beg you to pick up the message of Wednesday. Now, what is the benefit or profit of faith? Number four, faith is the secret of possessing possessions. Anything that is yours in God, you take delivery of them by faith.
Possessing one's possession is the secret of possessing our possession. Possessions in God. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12. He said, be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Faith is the secret of possessing our possession. Is there something that is yours in God that is not in your hands yet? It can become yours by faith. Number five. Faith is the secret of evidence. Hebrews 11. Okay, is the secret of evidence. Good report or testimonies. Evidence. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Evidential Christianity is a product of faith. Evidential Christianity that is evidential is a product of faith. That is, nobody will look at you and see you as a mockery. I announce to someone here today, every mockery involving your life is over forever. From this moment forward, those who see and know you will know that you are not wasting your time, that you are serving the living God. Shout the loudest, amen. Number six, faith is a secret of escape from danger and disaster. Escape from danger and disaster. Escape from danger and disaster. In Hebrews chapter 11, where we read, it said through faith, they escaped the edge of the sword. They escaped the edge of the sword. They escaped the edge of the sword. They stopped the mouths of lions. Quenched the violence of the fire. You will not be cut short before your time. You will not be buried by any calamity. And number seven, faith is the secret of kingdom exploits. If you read Hebrews chapter 11 verse 32 all the way, we saw all of that. Where, what shall I must say? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained the promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of the fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong. And all of that is called the hall, faith's hall of fame. All the people that made astounding results in the Bible says it was a product of faith, secret of kingdom exploits. What was the way of faith we talked about? Just two things we said on Wednesday about the way of faith. And that is, first, know the Lord. When you know God, you don't doubt him. When you know God, it is easy to believe him. Know the Lord. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Know the Lord. Many people know cars, they know movies, they know dress, they know cloth. They know the name of everything. The only thing they don't know is God. Only person they don't know is God. Hallelujah. Know the Lord. Number two, know the word. Whatever is not based on word is not faith. It's fake. You will fulfill your days. Amen. What scripture are you standing on? No, I just believe. But there's nothing like that. I can't be cut short before my time. Amen. what word is the one that you are sitting on that makes you bold, that no witch can cut you short? No, I just know. No witch is strong enough to kill me. Just like that? No. That is presumption. That is just natural, physical, bold face. It has no redemptive power. It has to be rooted ruggedly on word. Because forever, oh God, thy word is settled in heaven. That is why the devil will try to temper with your confidence in the word. Whatever tries to knock the word, your confidence in the word is attacking directly your faith. Talk about that another day. Finally, what's our conclusion today? One, to make the most of life in the earth, faith is compulsory. If you want to make the most of your life, without faith it is impossible. To make the most of your life, the most of your Christian journey, just to make the most of life, faith is compulsory. Yeah, a man like Kenneth Hagin said in those days, I have not had a headache in 50 years. See, someone like Kenneth and Gloria Copeland sitting down, breaking the wall, enjoying their life. 80 something. To make the most of life, faith is mandatory. And secondly, the knowledge of God and of His Word are critical to the life of faith. We saw that already. The knowledge of God, the knowledge of His Word are critical. That prayer, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, is a good prayer. Now as we follow this path of faith, that is Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 again, Romans chapter 10 verse 8 and verse 17. The knowledge of God and the knowledge of His Word are critical to the life of faith. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Before this month of March is out, that boy told his father, before March, you will give your life to Christ. Before this month of March is out, God will give you an evidence that will show you that you have not believed in vain. Stand on your feet with a shout of praise. I know you are writing, but take your seat one moment so you can stand well. Use the opportunity of this time to stretch your body. Stand on your feet with a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Will you lift your hands and just give Him the praise, give Him the honor, give Him the adoration for His word to us today. For His word to us today. For His word to us today. Father, we give You the praise. Father, we give You the honor. Father, we give You the adoration. Ancient of Days, Lily of the Valley, thank You, Master. Thank You, Adonai. We give You glory, Lord, as we honor You. We give You glory, Lord, as we honor You. You are wonderful. Oh, Lord, You are wonderful. We give You glory, Lord. We give You glory, Lord. As we honor You, You are wonderful.
And you are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be glorified.
One more time.
You are worthy, Lord. Worthy to be glorified.
You are worthy,
Lord.
Lift your hands everywhere you are. And see, after me, say, Father, thank you for your word to me today.
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 I ask, Lord, for a fresh baptism,
of the Spirit of faith.
In the name of Jesus. Again, Father, thank you,
for your word to me today.
I ask for a fresh baptism of the Spirit of faith in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and speak to God. A fresh baptism.
In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands and say after me, say, Father, help me to know you, that I may know you and the power of your resurrection. Draw me closer to you, Lord, in relationship, in intimacy with you. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and speak to God. Help me to know you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father,
open my eyes
to behold wonders out of your word.
Open my eyes
to see wondrous things
out of your book.
Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and speak to God. Open my
eyes.
In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands and give him the praise. Lift your hands high.
because you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Oh Lord, there is no one else like you. Seeing you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else. Oh Lord.
Just one more time.
Sing, you are great. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Oh Lord, there is no one else.
You are great. You are great. You do miracles so great.
There is no one else. Oh Lord.
Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. I see the release of possessions. I see the release of inheritance. The things that are yours in God that the enemy held back. Your marital settlement, your fruit of the womb. Your final settlement job-wise. That mantle, that grace. I see a release. Lift your hands when I say in the name of Jesus, I scream, I receive. And I see a deliverance from winds of distraction. That's right. Deliverance from winds of distraction. Lift your hands. Tamuno. Will you step forward? Let me pray for you. Igoni, step forward. Lift up your two hands. Are you ready to receive your inheritance? When I say in the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive, and place your hand on your head. Father, let it be. Mahashada galabaya da galaya do galaya la la la. Master Freda. Doctor Shatalal, are you ready to receive your possession? In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ the resurrected Lord. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive. I receive what is coming upon you, what is yours. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3.
I receive.
Name of Jesus. Ike padalaya hasa. Receive your portion, your possession, your inheritance. Receive it now. Receive now. Receive now. In the name of Jesus, every evil wind looking for you is returned back to hell. And from today, your faith shall produce results that are visible. You believe that? Shout the Lord and say amen. I see someone healed of peptic ulcer disease and arthritis involving the knee.
I see a breast affliction with someone with a name that starts with a G right now. And I declare it healed right now. The pain is gone. The symptoms are gone. The tumor is gone. And everything here is gone. In the name of Jesus. The lower back condition is also healed. You came here this morning and something happened to you. Something left you. Including the cases I've mentioned. You can step forward quickly. And God bless you. Give the Lord a big clap, people, and take your seat 1 minute.
You are worthy to be glorified. You are.
You are worthy, Lord, you are worthy to be
glorified. You are worthy to be glorified.
While the people come out and we are taking their testimonies, I want you to know that we are in a very, very season of drastic scarcity and shortage in our nation. For that purpose, we are in the season of welfare administration to the brethren. We did that the Sunday before last. We did that last Sunday. We'll be doing that this Sunday. Just take a look at what happened last Sunday, just briefly, in terms of welfare distribution. Somebody give the Lord a big clap of hands. Many of us, after service is closed, we go home. So you are not aware that this happened. But this is to let you know that the responsibility of church. We do this kind of thing all the time. Every month, there is impartation for sewing machine for this and that, but we have not made it so known. But it's important that we know for two reasons. Number one, so that you can understand the responsibility of church. And then number two, so that in case God touches your heart to be a part of ministering to the brethren, the Bible says that they distributed all things in common. That is, as much as you are saying, Lord, I am a member of this church, I am not in that category. But I want to alleviate the challenges of those in that category. You are fully welcome. Somebody said, till when will we continue? I don't know yet. there's a proverb that says that we apply hot sense when the sun is hot and flies are thick. and people are struggling in all manner of areas. And please, this is not an opportunity for redundancy. It's not an avenue to say, oh, there is free food distribution in church, so I will just sit down and do nothing. The best you will do is to ensure that you don't represent this category. That is, you try your best. Don't be shy if you have the need, but don't struggle to be in need because something is being distributed. I have seen a mystery. I was talking with Dr. Misenechi yesterday where I gave somebody, I was in the car, and I gave somebody who needed welfare money. And then another person just ran and said, where is my own? Who doesn't need welfare at all? Well placed. So where is my own? And insisted I gave her own before she left. So that's the kind of mentality at times we have in this world. Don't force yourself to be in need where you are not in need. Just try your best so that you are not the one that is in the category of the needy. The Lord will bless you. So this is happening, and we believe. And then, of course, you saw that it is passing through the home church platform. He said, do good to all men, especially those of the household of faith. This is not a Christmas distribution where people will come from the road and come from everywhere and then even block the people that are members of the church. It's not that type. This is ministration to people in the house. And please ensure that you are fully located. This is also one of the assignments of the home church. To ensure that nobody suffers in silence. To ensure that everybody is catered for. So please be well located so that in seasons like this, you are not left out. God bless you in Jesus' name. And today is, and this week is the week of the Kaduna Crusade. Can you show us the clip quickly? Kaduna Crusade.
Kaduna, are you ready? Dr. Pastor Paul and Dr. Mrs. Becky Paul Enenche will be storming the city of Kaduna for a healing and deliverance crusade. Tagged the glory of God. The glory of God will saturate the land. Lives and destinies will be liberated. Bodies will be healed. And yokes will be destroyed by the power of God. This will be happening at Ahmad Development Stadium, Kaduna. Date, Thursday 21st to Friday, 22nd March 2024. Time, 5 p.m. daily. Free bus transportation from designated locations. For inquiries, contact 0907-130-2185 or 0806-959-8469. Come and see the Almighty God at work. Jesus is Lord.
Give the Lord a
there is power and there is power.
Somebody here, get ready because something is about to happen. You are about to walk into a realm of power you have never seen experienced before. I don't know who God sent me to here today, but God is going to give a testimony in your life, around your life, and through your life that will amaze people until people wonder whether this is real. Somebody shout, power!
Power! We are also visiting the campus in Kaduna State University for a Saturday morning meeting for also ministering to the students in Kaduna State generally. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Amen. Please go ahead and let's quickly.
Sir, you just said one word and enlightened on so many people at once. You mentioned the word G, the name, somebody with the name G, have had this breast affliction for about a week now with lumps and pain.
And what's the name?
Grace. And she wanted to go and see the gynecologist on Monday. But as you mentioned it right now, she's been trying to locate the lump. No more lump and no more pain.
Incredible. What of her?
Your name is Grace too. She
incredible.
Said,
and that was the name that I heard. So the name starts with a G, Grace. Yeah.
Now she has been urinating blood for a long time right now. And immediately you mentioned that name, she said
She felt cold breeze enter her female system. And what? All the pain and everything just...
Give the Lord a praise. Lift up your hands. Everyone who came in here this morning, every mountain on your life, I declare the mountain is dissolved now.
Another genius.
Where is the media person looking? Is there a professional on that thing there? They are praying for people and you are looking somewhere else. Who is on the mixer? Please go ahead. It's just a totally unprofessional. Report yourself after the service.
Sir, another G here. This G is his surname. The G is his surname and has had this arthritis on this left knee. And it happened to his brother. At the same mention of G, every pain disappeared.
Give the Lord a praise. It is over forever. Lift up your hands in Jesus' name. Power of the Holy Ghost. Yes.
Sister had a pain on left shoulder, radiating to the left arm. She said she couldn't lift that hand. In fact, she got some drugs to take, but she said she will come for service and trust God for healing. And God healed that.
And she's healed.
Totally
yes,
gone.
The other person.
This other sister said a couple of years ago, she went to the village for some things, came back to Abuja, and then village people followed her to town.
Village?
And, yes, sir. And forced
village people followed. How village people follow people everywhere? Even to New York, they used to follow people.
Forced her and put a mark, inscribed a mark on her head. Since that time, it became horror for her, as if she was carrying an oversized head. But she said during the worship and wonders night of last month, God visited her and something left that head. But of recent again, she saw a swarm of flies migrating in her direction.
From village.
From village, apparently. And her body became bizarre.
It's over.
Amen.
Lift your hands in Jesus' name. Power of the Holy Ghost. Be free. Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. In Jesus' precious name. Those of us in the frontier, your testimonies are permanent. In Jesus' precious name. Is there someone here? All those who are already members of the home church, wave your hands and give the Lord the praise. Already members of the home church, the Lord bless you. And the Lord ensure that you don't miss the benefits of being involved in that system in Jesus' name. Anyone who is not yet a member of the home church, in need to be, and you should be, for the sake of, not being in the crowd and be lost in the crowd. Lift your hands and let them give you house fellowship form on Saturday evening in your neighborhood. There is a location there near you that you must belong to. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Please give the forms quickly. Those who have their homes as home cell location. Can we see your hand also? We use your house as a location. The Lord bless you and the Lord increase and increase you in Jesus' name. If you want to give your home as a home cell location, please also lift up your hands and let's acknowledge you. Please give them the forms, get the forms filled, and let us hear from you. God bless you in Jesus' precious name. All those, once you fill the forms, either you give them to the usher to assist you, drop it at the glory gate, or at the glory gate you see a desk there and you can drop it. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Do we have anything about it in our financial stewards? Alright, we're not ready for it. Cards to be printed. Alright, we'll give you again a quick announcement shortly of the Kingdom Financial Stewards. Let this be a preparation for it as we have the maiden one for the year and our lives will never remain the same in Jesus' name. Stretch your two hands in front of you and let us honor God with our tithes and offerings. Father, I ask that you multiply the harvest of every giver and let the hands that are stretched out never return back to beg forever. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Pick up your offerings, tithes, pledges, all that you want to honor God with, and let us honor God. All those watching online who don't have a Dunamis church in your location, there is online foundation class that you can join. Ensure that you are a part of it. Commanding the Day Midnight Prayers is moving like fire. And tonight is a new season. Do we have a testimony? A new season by 11:30 p.m. And then
we will be stepping into something new. Inform your friends, your loved ones. This is a testimony while we get our offerings ready. Mrs. Blessing Ifani Chuku from Port Harcourt. Above only is truly my place. I want to bless God for connecting me to the commander day right from day one. I am not a member, but I've been consistent sharing link to all my contacts. I've seen the wonders and wondrous testimonies of the God of dynamis have been doing for people. And I kept saying amen and amen for others, believing that God will soon give me my own testimonies. I've been married for 7 years, believing God for babies. And all these years, I don't ovulate. Tests were carried out in UPTH, University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital. And the results showed I had hyperthyroidism and hyperprolactinemia. I kept believing God for my healing and always sing the song, "You are the God who can never fail." In the month of February, all my cases were mentioned by God's servant declaration. Thyroid and hyperprolactinemia were all laid to rest. God healed me. I ovulated in February. I thought, you know, give the Lord a praise. I thought it was a dream. I said I will wait to see another evidence. And yes, I ovulated again this month of March. Hey! Hallelujah, the God of dynamics healed me. Secondly, husband who used to have asthmatic symptoms received his healing through the constant declarations of God's servant concerning chest tightness and asthma. Throughout the month of February till eternity, no more symptoms of asthma. Ola, 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 ola. We have come to say thank you, Jesus, and we love you, son. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Share the links with your friends, and the Lord bless you. Lift up your offerings. Father, bless the harvest of every giver. Let the hands lifted never drop to beg forever. In Jesus' name. While the offering is going on, those online details are on the screen. There's someone here, what you need to give to God is your life. You need to surrender your life to Jesus to become a born-again Christian. Not just a church-goer. A genuine child of God who knows God. If you are like that, carry your Bible on your back and step forward here. Please don't go until you are released. Quickly, I'll give you the count of 10 while the music goes on and you rush forward quickly. 1, carry your Bibles and your bags and come and surrender your life to Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If you have an addiction that must be broken, smoking, drinking, womanizing, masturbation, prostitution, lesbianism, gay life, fraud, gambling, lying, cheating, duping, you have something that has tied you down and made it impossible for you to serve God like you should, stand on your feet and come forward. Keep calling.
I can't pay you, Lord. Can't pay you, Lord.
3, 4.
I can't pay you, but you're denied.
5, 6. 7. Can we all stand up on our feet? While they come forward, you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, step forward and join us as well. You want to become a full member of Dunamis Church, step forward and join us as well. You have been coming, but you are not yet a full member, like the testifier testified. But you want to be a full member now, step forward and join us as well. And finally, you are here for the first time and you want to identify that today is your first time in Dynamis Church. Also, step forward and let us receive you. After we have said and done that, those in front, place your hand on your chest and say, "Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Today, I've decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, say amen." The Lord bless you, and the Lord keep you, cause his face to shine on you, and be gracious unto you. In Jesus' name, the yoke is broken.